We're starting the starting this recording in mid-shir. I want to thank Jake and Karen Abelevitz for sponsoring our learning during the course of the year, and usually our lunch as well. And it is Le'ilui Nishmas, Jake's parents, Eliyahu ben Abba and Leah Bas Avram. Leah Bas Avram, whose yard site is going to be commemorated in a few days. Okay. So back to let's go back to the Sifsei Chachamim. If I can ask you to look inside, take a look at Beis Sifsei Chachamim, and this goes to Judy's point that the fact that the Ohel Moed is mentioned here is very significant. Says Sifsei Chachamim, Sheba Ohel Moed Kadma Kriya. It's in the Ohel Moed where this calling out precedes the speech. Kilomar. Mikan binyan av de bichol makom shenemar vayidaber. From here we have a basic principle, a binyan av, which means an axiom, that wherever it says vayidaber, vayomer, tzav, kodem lachen hayakriya. Before that there was a calling out, even if it's not specifically mentioned in the Torah. This is telling us that that is the paradigm. Kodem lachen hayakriya, dibor ha-damran, amira dichsiv, an example of amira is in Parsha Shmos, vayikra elav Elohim, mitoch hasne vayomer. Right? When Hashem first meets Moshe Rabbeinu, or Moshe first meets Hashem in the sne, it's also a perfect paradigm. Vayikra vayomer. Tzivui, what's an example of a mitzvah? Not every single mitzvah in the Torah do we have vayikra, but what's the paradigm? What's the mitzvah? Tzivu dichsiv mefarshos v'yisro, v'yikra Hashem l'Moshe el rosh ha'har, v'yomer reid ha'ed ba'am, v'hu lashon tzivui shelo yehersu el Hashem lir'ot. That's in the context of the Aseres Hadibros. So we have really three beautiful paradigms here of the idea of v'yikra, the calling out of love, preceding speech. Amira, Dibor and Tzivoy. Dibor is our pasuk right here. Amira is Moshe by the Sne, and then by the Aseres Hadibros. Aval Kasha Lama Lo Perish Rashi Zah Perish Lael B'Parshos Ve'Elish Mos. Why doesn't Rashi make this comment much earlier? We just gave three examples of this. Rashi could have given this commentary at the beginning of the Shmos, where Hashem and Moshe meet at the Sne. Oh, b'farshas vayisro. Vayisro. Why doesn't Rashi make this point in Yisro? V'lama hiniach ad kan. And why does he wait until here? So Sifsei Chachamim leaves that as a question. But I want to suggest that what Yosef said and I built upon is the answer to the question here. In those earlier examples of Vayikra preceding Amira, or Vayikra preceding Tzivoy, you know, you can well understand the love that is being preceding Hashem embracing Moshe at the Sne. Or the love that is preceding Moshe at Har Sinai with Aseres Hadibros. So the answer to Sifsei Chachamim's question, why didn't Rashi make this point over there? Here is where the point has to be made, with the dry, hard, technical mitzvos and the halachas. That's where the point of the love preceding the mitzvah is really important. And you know, I don't know about you, any of you individually, but you know, I sort of see it as a challenge with my own students, and I see it as a challenge for some adults as well. The idea that, you know, to be able to feel that Torah is more than an ol mitzvos, it's not just the burden of mitzvos, but it's a matana, it is a gift. And it is that challenge and that balance between the ol mitzvos and the matana, the matnas Torah, that we live in, I think. That sometimes perhaps we feel a little bit more distant and we see the experience of Torah simply as an ol, and sometimes we see it more as a matana, as a gift from Hashem. But I think that as long as we keep that in our minds, that Vayikra precedes Vayidaber, Vayikra precedes Vayitzav, and Vayikra precedes Vayidaber, Vayomer, then we have hopefully a way to reinforce in our minds and keep a mindfulness and a conscious awareness about this yin and yang, this tension that we live with. Okay, I want to take a look now at the Rashbam. Take a look at the Rashbam. Rashbam is right underneath Rashi. And Rashbam says the following, Vayikra el Moshe, Lefisha kasav lamala b'sof ha-sefer, v'lo yachol Moshe lavo el ohel moed. Lekach kra'ohu HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoch ohel moed. So again, Judy picked up on the important point here, that it was the ohel moed. So if we go back to the end of Shmos, I don't know if you have a chumash in front of you, but if you go back to the end of Shmos, Pasuk Lamed Hei, so it says, v'lo yachol Moshe lavo el ohel moed. Moshe could not enter the ohel moed. And it is picking up on that, that Rashbam, is, who's giving us a very pshat-oriented understanding here, by Yikra el Moshe. So Hashem says to Moshe, come on in. V'lo yachol Moshe lavo, Moshe couldn't come in. Vayikra el Moshe, God calls him to come in. V'lekach kra'o HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoch ohel. V'chein perish ha-mikra vayikra el Moshe me'ohel mo'ed vayidaber elav le'mor me'ohel musav al vayikra. When it says vayikra, so vayikra is continuation of Moshe couldn't go into the Ohel Moed, and that's why, says the Rashbam, echoing Judy's point, that's why it says Me Ohel Moed, Vayikra El Moshe, Vayidaber El Hashem, Me Ohel. That Me Ohel Moed is not just where Hashem spoke from him, but that Me Ohel Moed goes to the beginning of the Pasuk as well. Vayikra Me Ohel Moed, Vayidaber Me Ohel Moed. And he gives an example of that. Okay, so says the Rashbam. If I can draw your attention now to the Daz Zakein of Ibalei HaTosfos on the bottom right, says cites the Medrash Tanchuma. Lefisha Haya Moshe Omed Bachutz. Moshe was standing outside of the Ohel. Shehaya Misyari Lavo El Ohel Moed Kishachan Alav Hanan. Moshe was afraid to enter the Ohel Moed, because the Anan Hashem, the presence of Hashem, was there. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eino Din Shehei Moshe Omed Bachutz. It's not proper for Moshe to be standing outside. Miyad Vayikra El Moshe. And that's why immediately he calls out to Moshe. And then the Adas Akenim proceeds to cite Rashi. But I want to just focus on this Medrash Tanchuma for a second. Lefisha haya Moshe omed bachutz haya misyari lavo el ohel moed. So Moshe was afraid to go to ohel moed, and Hashem calls him in. So the Daz Zakenim says he calls him in, and then cites Rashi, which is lashon chiba. So what are the two poles over here? Moshe was afraid to go in. That's yiras Hashem. Hashem calls him in, expressing lashon chiba. That's ahava. So again, we have these two poles over here between awe and reverence of Hashem, Yiras Hashem, and Avas Hashem, a love of Hashem. Somebody once pointed out to me that the reason that people talk in an Orthodox shul and people don't talk so much in other faith community sanctuaries is because in other faith sanctuary community sanctuaries, they look at the shul or the temple or the church or whatever it is as the place of God. It is the formal living room of God, is the place of God. Excuse me, the temple of God. And we, as from Jews, look at it as our living room, right? God is coming into our place. So you're in your living room, and that's actually not a bad thing in a certain way, right? That, there's Avas Hashem and there's Yiras Hashem. So Yiras Hashem demands that we have this awe and reverence of God, and the shul is God's space. But because of the fact that we're so comfortable there, we treat it, we treat it as our space. There's that sense of ahava. So although, a good rabbi or maybe a bad rabbi stands up in shul and will remind people gently to, not to talk during davening, because it is a place that which demands yira. But on the other hand, the fact that people talk in shul, I think, is not a good thing, but it's a good thing in the sense that it reflects the fact that people feel that this, that it, 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 I believe it reflects a sense of avas Hashem, that people feel good in shul, and they feel that this is a place where their relationship with Hashem is at a great comfort level. And that's avas Hashem. So the Das Zakenim again points out the two poles here: avas Hashem and yiras Hashem. Vayikra and is the chiba, which is in response to Moshe having yira. It's interesting that we say in the this is reflected actually in our Kedusha that we say on Shabbos. Kedusha we say on Shabbos, we say Kivodo Malei Olam, that the presence of Hashem fills the world. Misharsav Shalom Zelazah, Ayeh Mekom Kivodo. That Ayeh is like, where is God? So Kivodo Malei Olam, Hashem's presence fills the world, that's intimacy. And then Ayeh Mekom Kivodo, this rhetorical question of where is God's space? Where is God's place? So many have pointed out that this reflects these two poles of Ahava and Yira. Ahava Hashem, the fact that we feel close and intimate with Hashem, that's Kivodo Malei Olam. Ayeh Mekom Kivodo reflects this sense of awe and reverence and distance of Hashem. So again, as the paradigm for our relationship, Hashem, between, as I go back to what Yosef said at the beginning, that there is value to saying that these words come with chiba, with love. We gave one whole approach about love animating dry technical mitzvos, but this is pointing out that there's a consistent tension in our lives between avas Hashem and yiras Hashem, feeling God is distant and feeling God is in fact close. And that's reflected in a certain way how we conduct ourselves even in the sanctuary in God's place. Okay, so say the Das Kenim Bali Tosos. I wanted to look at one more thing, and then I want to show you an interesting idea from Rabbi Yehuda Leib Ginsburg, the Yalkut Yehuda. So let me take you, just scroll down. I'm gonna scroll your page for a second. How do I do this? Okay, I'm going to scroll down. 1 second. Where is it? Chaim. One second. Let's see if I... Yeah, take a look at the Rabbeinu B'chai. Whoops, sorry. Okay, scroll down again. Okay. Rabbeinu B'chai on the top left-hand side. Okay. But actually, before we do Rabbeinu B'chai, the Sforno just beneath it, which is a better bridge to the Rabbeinu B'chai. So the Sforno says the following: Vayikra al Moshe. Tamid mitoch ha'anan, that God called Moshe consistently from the cloud of His presence. Ki inyan bahar Sinai, ba'amro vayikra Moshe bayom ha'shvi mitoch ha'anan. Ki lo yikanesham la'olam below rishus, that he should not come in without rishus. So Sforno is taking. If we started out about lashon chiba and love and that whole idea, the Sforno takes it from the opposite perspective. Vayikra, actually, I'm going to put your faces back on the screen so I can see you. All right, that's better. So the Sforno takes it from the opposite perspective. If I had the board in the Shul Beis Medrash, we would have like three columns coming down with Rashi and the Sifsei Chachamim explanation on the one side, and I would put the Sforno on the other. The Sforno is, this is not about love, per se. This is about the opposite of that. Vayikra el Moshe, God calls out to Moshe. Why, says the Sforno? God can always, Tamid mitocha anan, was always called Moshe mitocha anan, ki inyan bahar Sinai, just like Har Sinai. Ki lo yikanesh sham la'olam b'li rishus, because you can't enter God's space without permission. That's not about awe, that's not about love. That's about awe and reverence. The same Vayikra analysis that Rashi uses, and based on Taras Kohanim, that's about love and intimacy and closeness, the Sforno takes it from the entirely opposite side. That we have to come to a relationship with God with a certain sense of awe and reverence. Vayikra, you can't go into God's space without Rishus. And Me'ohel Moed, Shelo Nichnas Az Moshe Be'ohel Moed Be'od HaKavod Sham, V'ze Haya Bayom Shekila Moshe Sakamas HaMishkan, She'az Yared HaKavod L'Kadish Es HaMakom V'Sharsav. Once God's Shechina rested there, Moshe wouldn't go in, and wouldn't go in without Rishus. Okay, now the Rabbeinu Bechaya. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says the following, and I didn't copy the whole thing for you, but he says, Lashon Kriya Hu Lashon Kavod. This is a language of respect. Lashon Shamalache Hasharis Mishtam Shinbo. This is a language that the Malache Hasharis use. For example, the Karazel Zev Yomar. Right? So that's what Rashi said. But is he saying the same thing as Rashi? No. What did Rashi say? Rashi said, L'chol Dibros L'chol Amiros Kadma Kriya Lashon Chiba. Right? So, right, if you can imagine my whiteboard in front of the Beis Medrash, so we have Lashon Chiba coming down on the right. We have the Sforno. This is about Rishus. This is about Yira coming down on the other side. And then in the middle, I would draw a line with Rabbeinu Bechaye. Rabbeinu Bechaye is Lashon Kavod. This is a language of respect that Hashem is offering to Moshe. This is Hashem's respect to Moshe. This is an amazing thought here. Umatzina shemitoch kriyaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu linavi tispire amita shlosh inyanim shem shar sheyatar opina seamuna ve'elu hein chidosh ha'olam ve'inyan matan etar li Yisrael ve'inyan tchias ha'mesim. All right, so he goes off onto as Rabbeinu Bechaya is wont to do, he goes off on a very interesting but a discussion on how this kriya of Hashem to the Navi reflects three truths of our faith, three fundamentals of our faith, and they are Briyas HaOlam, the giving of the Torah, and Tchias HaMesim. So, my point isn't to go into that right now. My point is the kriya Lashon Kavod. This is an extraordinary thing. Rabbeinu Bechaya is saying that when God calls to Moshe, God is conferring respect upon Moshe. Right, so now let's use this as a paradigm for us in our, the way we engage Hashem in our own avodas Hashem. So one is Lashon Chiba, right? This intimate relationship. One is Lashon Yira, or the way I'm saying Lashon Yira, this awe and reverence, which is a distance. That's all about how we engage the Ribbono Shel Olam. I think what Rabbeinu Bechaya says is Lashon Kavod is Hashem is conferring respect and dignity upon us, that we should feel that we warrant and we are worthy of engaging the master of all creation, that we are worthy to stand before Hashem, that we have value. Each person has value. Vayikra, God calls him Lashon Kavod. And that's, again, if this is a paradigm for us, for Avodas Hashem, God is calling to us, conferring dignity upon us. And perhaps if we at times, and sometimes it's often, and for some of us it's often, for some of us it's less often, but sometimes we might feel ill-equipped, or we might feel that we don't have that value. But Hashem is saying, no, Lashon Kavod. You're created, and you have purpose and dignity and status and stature, and you deserve to be standing here in my presence.
It's also consistent with being an Am Kadosh, that God charges us.
Right. that Hashem has chosen Klal Yisrael to be the Am Kadosh, and that inheres and that infuses us with His kedusha. Is that what you're saying, Yitz, or am I misunderstanding you?
Yeah. That infuses us with this type of kavod.
Right.
Also, I guess.
Yeah, I think you're right, but it's not a kavod of arrogance. It's a kavod of dignity. Yeah. It's a kavod of dignity. A person should feel that they have dignity, they have standing, and they have stature. Some people are very humble because they don't think highly of themselves, and some people are quite arrogant because they think highly of themselves. Neither of those are good. What is important is for a person to have a sense of dignity, of stature. If I feel that I have a dignity, then the likelihood of my going off in either of those directions, not being humble enough or being too humble, because I don't value myself, is implicitly taken care of. Okay, so I go back to our opening question: Vayikra el Moshe. Why does it say Vayikra? And Rashi said to tell us that this is a certain protocol. Is this a protocol really so important? And the answer is, I think, yes, it is important, because it reminds us of the importance of Avas Hashem in our mitzvos, as we explained at great length at the beginning of this year, Yiras Hashem, which is the importance of understanding that there is a God upon us. We have to have awe and reverence, and we cannot worship Hashem simply out of because it resonates with me. And then finally, the Rabbeinu Bechaya, which is that Hashem brings dignity and confers dignity and status upon me by calling me out. What does it mean to call me out? God gave each of us a neshama, a soul. We are a chelak eloka mimal. We have a piece of the Ribbono Shel Olam of God within each and every one of us. Each one of us has dignity. Vayikra El Moshe, God calls out to Moshe. God is conferring status and dignity upon us. And we should realize that each of us have value and we deserve to stand before the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, I want to conclude with a thought here from the Yalkut Yehuda. One second. Here. Yalkut Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Leib Ginsburg. I've mentioned him quite often. He was a rabbi in Denver, Colorado. Here, let's see. This is the front page of his Sefer. Yalkut Yehuda, Torah HaMusar, V'Hamishpat HaIvri, Sefer Vayikra, Yehuda Leib Ginsburg. He was a rav in Biaroslav in Russia. He was in Yaroslav in Russia. And now, meaning in 1934, he was a rabbi in Denver, Colorado, in America. Okay? So, the year is 19, that this was published is Tafresh Tzadi Dalid, 1934. This is published in 1934. Okay? So, Rabbi Yehuda Leib Ginsburg says the following. He cites the Medrash Rabbah. Vayikra el Moshe, God calls out to Moshe. Mikan Amru, from here the rabbis teach, Kol Talmid Chacham She'ein Bodeya, any Talmid Chacham that doesn't have Seichel, doesn't have common sense, doesn't have a Deya, Nevela Tova Hemena, a dead carcass is better than such a Talmid Chacham. Where do we see that? Where do we see over here common sense? Right, so we see that Moshe didn't enter until he was called. Right? You don't barge into somebody's house. So it's common sense. It's basic protocol. So the Chazal say, somebody, Kol Talmid She'ein Bo Deya, Nevela Tov Hemena, a dead carcass is better than him. V'dalecha Shekein, and you should know that this is in fact so, Tzei Ulamad Mi Moshe, you can derive this from Moshe Rabbeinu, Avi HaChachma V'Avi HaNeviim, he was the father of wisdom, and meaning Torah, and all the Nevi'im. Shehotzi Yisrael miMitzrayim. He took the Jews out of Egypt. V'al yado nasu kama nisim miMitzrayim. Menoras al yamsuf. On his hand, the nisim v'niflaos were done in the Yam Suf. The Ala Lishmei Marom, he went up to the heavens, Vahoritar Min HaShamayim. This is all Moshe's resume. Minisasek Bimlechas HaMishkan, and he built, he was involved with building the Mishkan. Moshe had an excellent resume. Excellent resume. V'lo nichnas lefnai v'lefnim ad shekarlo. And even though Moshe was top of the heap, the biggest Navi, the biggest everything, the most amazing, the most, the biggest, the fat, lo nichnas lefnai v'lefnim ad shekarlo. He did not enter the Ohel Moed until Hashem called him. Shenemar, Vayikra el Moshe vayidaber. So the Medrash says that this is to teach us the importance of Deya, of having, I think, common sense. Now let's take a look here at the bottom. So actually, I want to ask you the question that I asked before. Is this really something which is so important? You have to have common sense? Okay, you have to have common sense. This is so important. So take a look at what the Alkut Yehuda says. Vav. Masha Amru Shetalmud Chacham She'ein Bo Deya Nevela Tova Heimenu. I'll make it a little bigger. Maybe it's easier for you to read it. Okay, everybody see that? Uma, got it? Uma She'amru She'ein Talmud Chacham She'ein Bo Deya Nevela Tova Heimenu Zehu Mipnei She'nevela Efshar Lahasir Osa Miderech Harabim Vayashlicheu b'makom she'ein bnei adam mitzuyim, aval talmud chacham she'ein bodeya, i'efshar l'dchoso u'laharchikom mecheves hanashim. He says, you know, if you're a private citizen and you don't have common sense, so people can just ignore you. Okay, you're an eccentric guy, you're weird, you don't know social standing, you don't know social etiquette, you don't have common sense, fine, people can ignore you. Aval the Talmud Chacham Shein Bo Deya, but a Talmud Chacham that doesn't have Deya, Iyafshar L'dchoso, you can't just throw the guy to the side. Ki Iyafshar L'vazoso Mipnei Taraso. Because somebody who is a Talmud Chacham has inherent standing because of his Torah. So he has inherent standing because of his Torah, but and so he cannot be discounted. Because now that the congregation cannot just ignore him, the congregation suffers from him. And it's worse than a nevela. Right? A nevela you can throw to the side, you can ignore a nevela. But this is worse than a nevela, a Talmud Chacham that doesn't have common sense. Right? A Talmud Chacham that gives a psak halacha. That, so take a look what he says here. Yesh laharchiv binyan shel mechitzas hadeya l'talmud chacham. Want to delve into this a little bit about the necessity of a talmud chacham having common sense. Sharei amr b'sanhedrin kol dayan shedon din emes. Any dayan that judges adjudicates a truthful psak halacha in court la'amito, and he gets to the truth of the matter. Masha Shechina Sobi Yisrael, such a person, God has his Shechina dwelling on him. Vihine, Mize Mashma She'efshar Lihios Din Emes, She'enu Lamito. So is it possible that you have the Din, which is Emes, but not Lamito? What does it mean, Emes Lamito? Is it? It's either Emes or it's not Emes. What's Emes She'enu Lamito? V'yesh Lanu Lahavin Eich Efshar Lihios Kein. How is this possible? Hanira Bazet seems to me, mipnei sheyesh din shehu matim rak lefi haosios shabatora velo lefi rucha. There are some halachic pronouncements that might be true according to the letter of the law, but are empty of the spirit of the law. Vizehu din emes avalo lamito. That's a din which is emes, but not emes lamito. Something Sheyichaltzu hora al pidin. I'm sorry that some of this is not so readily clear. Avalo al pirucha. Al pidin hatar avalo al pirucha. Cites the Gemara in Yevamos about Diracheha Darcheinoam v'chol nesivo seha shalom. It says, how is it possible to have a Torah which is ma'os, which is despicable? So he says, if you have Torah, avalo al pirucha, mipnei sheruach haTorah shehu yehi noam v'shalom b'toch hanashim. A good halacha is halacha which is not just technically true, but brings peace and harmony to people and pleasantness amongst people. V'chein al yidei hadin yavo sheha'isha tihi anim eses labayla. You can have a din in which the woman is despised by her husband. V'din shehu matim bein la'osiel shebatara uvein l'ruach hatara nikra din shu emes lamito. So in other words, if you have a din which is technically true, but causes a rift between husband and wife, that might be emes, but that's not emes la'amito. V'yehitzrichin das meruba. You need a lot of deya. You need a lot of common sense for this. V'talmid chacham she'en bo das yechzar lo ha'argosha shel ruach ha'torah ve'en hu roa ki ma'osios ha'yeveshos shela. Somebody who, a talmid chacham, who only paskins the halacha based on the osios yeveshos, on the dry letters, we end the shir where we began. On the dry letters of the Torah, a Talmud Chacham who applies the halacha in a way which does not bring about shalom and diracha darchei noam, so that's nevela, a carcass is worse than that. And it's not such an easy thing to be able to impart the Dvar. Listen, sometimes the Dvar Hashem is the Dvar Hashem, and there's nothing you can do about it. But, especially in a year like this year, everybody is living in social isolation. And there are a lot of questions that come up that people have that require, a sensitive application of the law, which may not be appropriate under normal circumstances. But I mentioned yesterday in the Dvar Halacha, the 2-3 minutes between Mincha and Maariv, just as an example. There's a mitzvah that you have to tovel your kelim before you use them. If you don't tovel the kelim, you're not allowed to use them. But today, who wants to go to the mikvah? If you bought a kelim before Pesach, and you can't tovel your kelim. So what do you do? So there is a technicality that one can rely upon. If you have a neighbor or friend or maybe somebody who domestic help that is non-Jew, they can buy your kelim for $1, and then you can use the kelim. So they're not. You have no mitzvah to tovel the kelim of a Gentile. So that's technically true. Is that something that should be done on a regular basis to avoid doing tefillas kelim? No, that robs also ruach haTorah. That robs the whole spirit and essence of the law. That's just the dry letter of the law. But sometimes, in order to apply the ruach haTorah, we need the dry letter of the law. So sometimes relying on the dry letter of the law is what actually imparts the spirit of the law. So I think we end where we began, and that is that Vayikra is a Lashon Chiba, which is meant to infuse all of the Torah, all of the mitzvos, even the ones that seem dry and technical, with the love of Hashem, to understand that there is depth and there's a profound meaning to all of the Torah. And we end with the notion that it is our job, our challenge, to also see that we observe the Torah in a way which brings out its profound meaning, and not simply in a way which is relying on the dry letter of the law. If a person can live the Torah on the dry letter of the law and miss out on the spirit of the Torah. So as we end, I wish us all a bracha that we are able to vayikra Hashem el Moshe vayidaber elam me'ohel mo'ed, that God called out to Moshe with the spirit of the law, with the love, with the ahava, also vayidaber, and he gave him the words, and we are able to synthesize both the ahava and the yira, the spirit and the letter, and ultimately to realize that we all have the dignity of being a human being that God has conferred upon us vayikra when he called out to us in that very first moment of creation. And with that, we'll pause for today. If you have any questions or comments, I'll be happy to hear them. Okay. All right, everyone. For those who are interested, at 3:15 today, I think I put it out on the email. I'll be doing 15 minutes on the Haggadah every day between now and Pesach, hopefully. 15 minutes of a daily Dvar Torah on the Haggadah and on Pesach. So you're welcome to join at 3:15 today. Have a great day, everyone.